Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph, and we learn from the next halacha. This is halacha chet. Ha'omer livno, konam shata ne'eli im met Yerushana. If someone makes a neder, he says he doesn't want his son to get any hana'ah from him. Nice family, but that's what he did. However, if the father dies, he can yorish all the Yerusha. Said it because it's long time now. If it says b'chayai in my life upamoti in my death as well, im met chiddush is here is that if the person, if the man dies, lo Yerushana, he can't even yorish it. He has to give the assets to the other Yorshim. So if there are other children, then yes. If not, then to the brothers or something like that. Okay. In other words, what we're learning here is the person can make a neder that can endure even after the person's passed away. That's basically the chiddush of this sugya, which I'm sort of spoiling the surprise, but the Gemara stresses later on. However, im ein lo loveh so however im lo in lo, if the person has enough food to eat. Meaning, again, like we saw, this is parallels to the previous mission. That's why I bring it up here. So the purpose of the pauper is going to eat, and he needs this to survive. What do we do? Well, we can say loveh or balachu ba'nifraim. Once again, the same solution we found last time is it can just take out a loan, and then the creditor can extract that money, collect his debt from the Yerusha. Now you might think, isn't it again hana'ah? But we said no. If you remember in the past that. If someone made a neder against Kana'at from somebody else, the person's allowed to pay off his debts. That's considered not giving him direct Kana'at. It's considered what's called Mavri Chari. You're sort of stopping any, like literally, the line from attacking. You're not actually giving direct Kana'at. So therefore, that would be a solution in this situation. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Hamer livno, konam shat ne'eneli. That's the case. Amrav Yirmiyah, chami hayach tatenyan hacha. What does it say here? Hamer livno, konam shat ne'eneli. Im met Yerushana, b'chayamati im met lo Yerushana. Okay, which is basically what we just saw here. That if he makes a neder saying, I don't want you to get enough from me, if he passes away, then the person can yorish him, the child is. However, if he says in my life and death, it doesn't work. Sorry, then he can't, it works, sorry, but and then the yorish can't even, the son can't yorish at all. Vatani, but one thing we learned somewhere else, b'chayai im met Yerushana, b'moti im met Yerushana. So we've got a braita that says if he says the neder is I don't want you to get hana'ah from me to this son and he dies obviously he can yorish it. If all he says is I'm happy for you to get hana'ah from me but in my death he's saying yorish like it's going to be asur to you, then he can still there's not a problem he can still be yorish the property. But if he said it, this is the kasha we'll explain here. If he says now that in my life and in my death. Then he can't be Yorush. So they can't be Yorush, it's Asur. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Ma ben ahenda mar chada chada mined mar de tarti tarti. What difference does it make if he says, what well, in my life and death, as opposed to if he says, just in my death? So the Gemara Fulda says, there's no eteretz brought in the Gemara on this. The Shah, it's possible. Now, this is kind of what we saw actually in Nadarim as well. There's a similar sugya, parallel sugya in Nadarim. It is not even worth. Even dressing white. Right? In other words, you're trying to make a neder for something to take effect after he's not around anymore. You can't. By the time you want to take effect, the person's not there. So that's why if he says just mamoti, it won't work. However, if he says uvumoti, it's different because if it says kevin dachal, since it's triggered now and takes hold, it can endure after death. That's basically where Mara Fulda explains the distinction. Okay, so I can't affect things. Beyond my lifetime, if they're going to only be initiated beyond the person's lifetime, because you can't take an effect of something when you're not around. However, what you can do is you can have an effect now that will endure past the person's life. That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's how Maral Fulda explains it. Now, next, Rav Yirmiyah ben Amrin. This is what we saw in Masechta Nedarim. So, if he says, "I'm making a neder on this house that I will not enter it." Then here the gives a change is Marafulda, you can see Marafulda met or shemachran la'acher asur. If the owner of that house passes away or it's sold on to somebody else, he said bayitzeh, so he's not like going to that house and neder sticks. Okay, not in other words, we don't say and despite the fact this changed hands. Kevin shema bayitzeh. Because he said, "Asur alav bein b'chayim of the balabait bein lachar mita." Now, just to be careful here, this is a different case, meaning the person making the neder was our Mishnah. Where the person says, in my life and after my death, this is a different case. This is saying, I don't want to go into that house. And that will endure, if you like, whether the person is alive or dead, because he says, Beitzer. Okay, that's the difference between the two. So the Gemara now says, just again, the vantage points are very, very different, just to not confuse, even though they might sound similar. So that's why Amrav Yossi says, Tanina ben Nezikin, madelo tanina ben Nedarin. We find it here, Nezikin, what we don't find it that we didn't see in Nedarin. It says, because now, before we go any further, back there when we learned Nedarim, according to Reb Chaim, he explains the difference. Because in Nedarim, you can make asur someone else's property to yourself as an object. That's not a problem. Okay? And even if he changes hands, or even if the person who owns it dies, doesn't make it, well, effectively the same thing. That's what the Nedarim's teaching us. That's fine. The Chiddush of our Mishnah, this is what we learned back in Nedarim, is different. This is where you're making the person making the neder can make something asur to somebody else even after the person making the neder passed away. That's something else completely. He can make it shavi, he can make this item a chaticha asur for somebody else, even beyond his lifetime. So that's what the chiddush, that's what the, if, when we learned back in Masechta Nedarim, that's what the greater chiddush is from our Mishnah that we didn't see in Masechta Nedarim. Which is fascinating because if you think of this as such a critical law in law in Nedarim, and it being taught in Masechta Bava Kamma, right? Yafet. Now, however, the Gemara says, I think on the Marafolda, a different take of what's different here. Tanina ben Nezikin madlo tanina ben Nedarim. So back here, if he says nechse elu alai, then it's asur. When? Bechayav of moto. So, no, I've done gives a change according to the Marfolda here. In other words, there, if he says identifies a particular item that's asur, then it's asur beyond the life of the person who owned it. Okay? Because it says Elul. He didn't say Bechavav Moto. However, Kemen Shamar Elul, Asrul Ma'ala Bechayim. However, in our case, in our mission, the way it's different is because even if he says you can't get a hand out from my property, it's only if he says bechayai v'moti. He has to explicitly say bechayai v'moti. Okay? Because again, we're talking about two different vantage points. Because he's talking about his own property to his son, it makes a difference bechayai v'moti. Okay? That's what it seems to the Marfula seems to be the difference between like the dinim applying differently that we need to learn from Nedarim and Bava Kamma. Yes, you had a question.
I don't see how this is different from any kind of will. The person says, I'm going to give $1 million to the Hebrew University upon my death. Well, you didn't give it while you're alive. You can't give it now.
So Minatora you can't. Minatora wouldn't work. It doesn't belong to you to do. I mean, there might be a mitzvah to Mekayim Divrei Amet or Mashu Kazeh. That's something that's a different idea. But Minatora, that's why all these halachic wills are quite complicated. Meaning you've got to create these, you can't just simply say, after my death, I want to distribute in all these different ways. You have to find a halachic mechanism to ensure that it actually abides by Torah law. All
I see.
right? So it's not so simple.
Good,
We're
thank you.
used to the concepts of legal wills and things like that. But it's not, it's that's why you need someone who knows this halachas. Okay, next case. Next Mishnah. Hagozela tager v'nishpalo v'met. Okay, he steals from a ger now. Who has no Yorushim, apparently. He made a shvuah. It says, I don't know what you're talking about. So normally if you make a shvuah, this is what we discussed yesterday, regarding saying, I deny I stole it from you, and you admit, what you have to do, you have to pay back Kerem V'chomesh and bring a Korban Hashem. However, in this situation, the ger dies. So what does he do? He starts to do tshuva, but he's got no Yorushim to pay it to. So Harezim Kerem V'chomesh LaKohanim, the Kerem V'chomesh goes to the base of Mikdash to Kohanim, and he brings a, and once he's paid that, the gezeilah has come out from under his hand, as the Torah says, v'asham lamizbech, then he brings a korban. Okay? Now, normally, if there's a property of a ger, just to be clear, that has no yorshim, for example, a person who converted, no children or anything, and the person dies, then the property is up for grabs, really. But you don't say, oh, well, you stole from him, now the property's up for grabs, therefore it's mine. No, it seems like you still have to, it sounds like according to this Mishnah, you still have to go ahead and pay it off. You have to give it to, you have to remove it from your possession to do tshuva. Okay, well, this will be work in a minute. Shnemar ve'emelish goel la'shiv Hashem elav Hashem mushav la'Hashem la'Hashem la'koel milvad el kippurim asher yichaper alav bo'alav. So that's a pasuk saying that if there's no Yorushim, then that will be the case. Hayam ma'ale et hakesef et Hashem. What if the person is doing this to Yerushalayim umet and this is the ganav or the gazan, sorry, dies along the way. Hakesef can be retained by the children. Again, ilaten levanav. The asham and the korban would have to, well, it can't be offered as a korban anymore. Yira'e we what we deal with, we wait till it develops some more. Then, because the owner of the asham has passed away. So once it develops, then you redeem it. Imacher, you can sell it. Be a pul damav, and the money would go lindavar. That's the special chest in the Beis HaMikdash that goes to what's called the Kaitz HaMizbeach, that is used to fund all our offerings when the Mizbeach is not being used. Okay. Now, again, because he doesn't have to bring a kapara and he can't do the tshuva, so therefore, like he, I mean, sorry, no, he can't have to do kapara. He didn't, wasn't able to, the person died. Now, Natanat HaKesef, what if the person already gave the money to Anshei Mishmar and died before bringing a korban? This is the Gazan still. Ein yorshim yecholim, the yorshim cannot leotzi mi adam, cannot take that money back. Shnema ish asher yiten la kohen lo yeh. Once it's given over the kohen, he's done now. Tshuva the person, and he can't say, oh, he didn't bring the korban yet, so give the money back to the yorshim. No, that's already done. That's the Mishnah. Now, for here, this part, I need to share a bit. There's quite a few. It's been a while, as I explained before, the shiur since we've done any charts, but this is not a long of a Jew. In this case, it's very, very necessary. So let's have a look. The Gemara says, Hagozela tagir. What's this Rabbi Yossi? So there's a branch in Bava Kamma, which is as follows. It says, the Gemara says, the bite there says, is there a person that has no, that's on the sheet. I'm showing you. Someone has no goalin. It must be Gezelagera, where he stole from the Gezelagera. Okay. Then Veshemashemet, Hager. Then Hayam Lakaspo Yushalayim. Yafe. Then the Braita continues. If he meets this ger and the ger says, actually, you know, don't give it to me now. You can take, or I'm happy for you to use that as a loan now. And then the ger dies. The fact that seems to be that now it's as if he's effectively given it. Sounds like, according to the Rebbe Yosef Glili, and therefore he can just simply keep it now. He doesn't have to give it to the kohanim. Okay. However, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ain lo takana, absolutely not. Ad sheyotzir gzela mitach yado, he'd already have to remove him from his possession, so therefore give it to the kohanim." That's the brighter there. What the Gemara tries to deal with, and this is meaning the Gemara in Bavli, is the flow of these few mishnas. And in the chart here, just in the second section, we've got a few different interesting mishnayot. One is if someone has gozel from their father, we said, and again makes a shvu and everything, he has to what? He has to return it, right? He has to return it, but he can't, if the father dies, he can't return to the father. So therefore, he has to give it to other children or their uncle or something like that to remove from his possession. Meaning, even though he's the heir and he would, all that property effectively becomes his, nonetheless, he still has to return it. But then we had another Mishnah that said that you can that the person can mochel la keren. He can say, "Don't worry about it. You don't need to pay me back." But one second. Why do you still say to do tshuva, he has to remove it from his possession and hand it out? So therefore, those two brayta, there's a bit of a machloket how to really understand this. Okay, so what the way Rav Sheshet explains it, which is the first flow of a Gemara, as you can see, he says all this is all shittat Reb Yossi like Glili, and you can see in the top corner it makes a difference. Achirim can be moichel, meaning someone can say, "Look, you don't need to pay me." However, you can't be moichel la'atzmo. So that's just to explain, when he stole from his father in Yoresh, he can't be mochel to himself. There's been no movement of this item, so therefore that doesn't work. However, if somebody, if the nigzal himself says, "Look, it's fine, you don't pay me," that's good enough. Okay. Importantly, Rabbi Akiva would say that no, he has to always remove from his property, and that fits with Rabbi Akiva and the Braita which is above. Why is it then? In the situation, Rabbi Yossi says you can keep it. Oh, that was a special case where it was zakfan b'malveh, where the again the ger who died says, "You know what? This, you can we can keep it as a loan." Okay, fine. And therefore, if you think about it, let's continue. Our Mishnah, who says that even if he dies, you have to take your shalim and give it to the kohanim, that must be to Rabbi Yossi clearly. So it's fine. So that's why the Gemara is now saying chilfi. For Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, which is like Rav Sheshet in the Bavli, Amrin to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Mishnah is above it all fits in nicely Rabbi Yossi, with our Mishnahs. Why the Darsh Rabbi Yossi Aglili b'ma katu medaber begozel atager v'nishpal lo v'met meshalem keren v'chomish lo keni v'asham le mizbeach shenemar. And now this shenemar is the continuation of our Mishnah that again, if he dies prior to actually, meaning not he dies, not the ger, the gazlan after that dies before actually delivering the money and the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, says ve'im ein la'ish goel to, meaning ha'toen kapara chayev yatzeh ze'esh en toen kapara. Meaning the person who passed away, since he can't bring a korban, therefore the money can be given to this gazlan's children. Okay, that all fits nicely according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, yafe. Now, however, the Gemara continues. Darash Rabbi Akiva. So the background for this part, what I want to show you is Rava's explanation in the Bavli. By the way, this whole thing is a lot of Rama fooled, and I've tried to really like sort of summarize it. Okay, now according to summarizing this chart, he says that actually no, that the Mishnayot. The distinction between whether it's Achirim or Atzmo, as we brought by Rabbi Yossi Glili, says that's actually Shita Rabbi Akiva. So the previous Mishnayot are Rabbi Akiva, meaning basically the same way you can see in the chart we applied by Rabbi Yossi Glili, we're applying to Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, La'atzmo he can be Moichel. Sorry, he cannot be Moichel. La'achirim, he can be Moichel. So that's fine, that works fine. Again, the Mishnah regarding the he stole from his father, he had reason to give it to because the kid can't be mochel to himself, but someone can be mochel to him. Okay. However, according to Rava, Shitat Rabbi Yossi Aglili, very, very importantly, is af le'atzmo he can be mochel. Meaning, in that Mishnah previously, in the case where he stole from his father, he wouldn't have to return anything. He can be mochel to himself. So that previous Mishnah, according to Rava's understanding, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I can see showing this, the blocks here, is really that can is not the Rabbi Yossi, it must be Shir Rabbi Akiva. Okay? A few other points. But one second. Then what indeed is the case of Parashat Gezel HaGer? Because the Torah talks about the fact that if someone steals from a ger, makes a shvuah, he has to give the money and bring a korban. And who to give the money to? We said it's to give the money to this to the kohanim. If this again, if this ger passed away, so but we've just said that if he admits during the lifetime of this ger, and the ger dies, he's zocher the kesef and he can mochel atzmo. So he does. So what's the Torah talking about then when he has to return it? In special case, by the way, that's in the Marafulda in just before the Mishnah. He explains above. He explains that's where he only admitted to the fact that he lied. After the ger passed away. That's the like a side exceptional case. Okay, so let's just continue here. So now we're saying let's look at the Gemara. Darat Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi says, Mizufru, in others, he also agrees that pasuk referring to Gezel HaGer. But the Gezel HaGer v'nishpah lo v'met. Shemeshalem keren v'chomesh l'kohanim v'asham l'mizbeach. Okay. Shenema ve'im ein le'ish goel. So in lechad Adam b'Yisrael she'en le'gol le'ezeh ha'ger. So another Rebbe Kiva also agrees with the drasha that's still referring to Gezel HaGer. Okay. By the way, one point I forgot to add is then why is it that the brayta we just brought, if according to Rava's understanding, Rabbi Yossi excels that afilu atzmo he can be mochel. Why does he bring the case of zakfan alav b'malveh? This funny case where only it sounds like. He went to the ger, and the ger says, "Oh, don't worry, you can pay me. We can turn it into a loan. You pay me back later. That's when he can keep it." No, it was just lodia kochot. It was just simply to show the extent of Rebbe Akiva that even in that case, he has to remove it from his possession. That's all it is. But really, even without that, he could keep it. That's just to fill in the blanks there. So now, said the Gemara says, "Rav Reish Lakish, Amrin Rebbe Akiva hi damar tushav ashma b'chol makom," that he has to, if you like, return it. No matter what. So in other words, our Mishnah therefore can be Rabbi Akiva, that in the sense that when Gozal the Gav Mishpah met, he has to pay Keren v'chomesh l'kohanim because he has to remove it from his possession. And now Mishnah, and again, the whole thing fits in nicely, that you can say our Mishnah Shita Rabbi Akiva and the discussion with the Mishnahs before it, that Rabbi Akiva holds a distinction between the Atzmo and Achirim. So just at a very, very high level then, just to summarize, there's two ways to understand Shita Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Either it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili that makes distinction whether he can be moichel to achrim not to atzmo, and Rabbi Akiva says there's no michla whatsoever to remove from possession. And if you understand that right, all the Mishnahs and everything fit according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The second way of explaining it is like Rava, which is again I'm using Rava and Rav Shet and Rava like the Bavli, but is as follows: The Rabbi Yossi Agli says you can always mochel atzmo. So therefore, none of the Mishnah don't make sense according to him. It's Rabbi Akiva that says there's a distinction between whether he's mochel to himself or to other people. Lachayim, he can be mochel to himself, he cannot. And therefore, our Mishnahs are all like Shita Rabbi Akiva, and everything ends up all nicely aligned. Okay, let's now continue with the next Mishnah. Fine. Mishnah says, Natanet kesef lo yohayari v'asham le yadaya yatsa. So this is referring to the fact that the kohanim that worked in Beis Hamikdash had mishmarot, if you remember. They were broken in 24 groups, each working on a different week. So if he gave the kesef yohariv, which comes before yadaya, and then next week he comes to yadaya and gives a korban. So week one was the money, week two was a korban. You would say he's done everything perfectly and beautifully. Why? Because the money was returned before the korban as required. However, asham lo yohariv, if he brought the korban first, the kesef lo yadaya, then if that korban asham is still around, then yakrivu, who should offer it? It should be b'nei yadaya, because again the kesef, the korban was accepted prematurely, and it could only be offered once the money's been returned. Vim lav, if not, even though it's already offered, it's strictly pasul yavi asham acher. If the money is yatsa, because again, the money can be returned, meaning given to the Kohanim prior to, or it doesn't have the Kohanim, that's Gezel Ger, but money has to be returned. Yes, we're talking about Gezel Ger. The money has to be given to the Kohanim before the Asham. However, Asham, Achelo, Viashamo, lo yatsa, then it wouldn't work. Okay, there's work to do here. Natanet akeren v'lo natanet the Chomesh. What if you just gave the principal to the Kohanim, but not the Chomesh? That's still okay. It's considered the kesef that's been returned to the extent now you can bring a korban, even though there's a chomesh remaining. Now the Gemara says, Natana ta kesef le'ariv. Now Reb Chizkiah amar b'shtei shabbatot pligin, and Reb Yossi amar b'shabbat achad. Now what I brought you on the sheet is a breita also in the Bavli, a few daf later. Because what machloka are we talking about? We're talking about machloka between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll show you the brayta here. Datan Rabbanan, it's on the sheet. Natan Asham le Yoyariv veKesef lo Yada. If you gave the Asham to Yoyariv first, so Korban came early, and a Kesef lo Yadaya, which way does it go? So the Gemara says, the brayta says, Yachsir Kesef, it's an Asham. The money should go to the Asham. Have the Chachamim say, no, Yachsir Asham etzel HaKesef, which is basically where we had it on Mishnah. Gemara says, "Heichi dami e lema de yayv le asham le yoyoyariv umishma b'mishmato yariv. The kesef lo yada mishma de yada ze zacha b'shelo ve ze zacha b'shelo." So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava hachamaskine de yayv asham le yariv mishmato le yariv." Okay, wait a second. Let's forget. I'm not going to continue with the Gemara there. That's the Omarim, because it's going to confuse us with our Gemara here. What it seems to be is a machloket between. I should have just brought the first part, but the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. If the korban was brought before the asham and to two different mishmarot, who's at fault? Okay, where does the korban move to where the money is, or does the money move to where the korban is? Okay, so the Chizkiah now says in Agamara, Rav Chizkiah says that actually the machloket is b'shtei shabbatot pligin. The machloket is where it was the korban was given to Yohariv on the week of Yehoyariv, and the money was given to Yadaya on the week of Yadaya. That's where the machloket is. Okay, I'm going to explain it and summarize as we get to in a minute. I'll just show you actually now. However, it says, Reb Yossi says, actually it was b'Shabbat Echad. Okay, meaning the machloket is on the same Shabbos, where what? Where the money was given to, say, one of them on the week that it wasn't theirs. Or the korban wasn't. In other words, the mishmar that in other words it was given to the mishmar that on the like one of them wasn't the week they're meant to be doing it. So we'll explain this in a minute. Actually, let's just show you. I'll show you the Marfal day says, if it's b'shtei shabbatot, in other words, ze zachah b'shelo v'ze zachah shelo. So if it was b'shtei shabbatot, really they each were merited to get what they were meant to get. So they're right shabbos to get it. Umay time with Rabbi Yossi da kantini l'daya. Why is Rabbi Yossi make a knas the day that money goes back? Bishlama Rabbanan cancel Yariv. In other words, I cannot send you Rabbanan. That they say that Korban Hashem should go to where the money is, because why? They took the Hashem before the money was returned. They did the wrong thing. That's basically how we explain our Mishnah. El Rabbi Yehuda, why is a knas on the Yadaya? Okay, but actually, that's Shabbat Echad. That's the next, kind of next case. It seemed to be actually. You know, I'll show you the summary actually when you go a little bit further above it. Okay. However, let's go back a step. However, when it comes to Rabbi Yossi, however, says the machlokes b'Shabbat Echad. Okay, which means that Dahacha Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kibbutz Lav Hirshu Diyadaya Liyadaya Katsinan Rabbanan Savar Shelo Kedina Vid Yariv Shekiblo Hashem Mekame Kesef. In other words, it seemed to be what happened. He's saying that the machloket is specifically on the Shabbos of Yoyariv, sorry, where Yoyariv accept the korban and Yadai accept the money on that week of Yoyariv. So according to Reb Yossi's ways of understanding the debate, is who was at fault? Well, according to Reb Yehuda, he says, why are they accepting the money on the week that's not theirs to accept? So give it to Yoyariv. Where Chachamim says, what are they doing? It's accepting a korban before the money's been returned, so it should go the other way. So okay, so just I'll step back a bit because there was a bit of a stuttering along the way. But it seems to be the machloket between Reb Chizkiah and Reb Yossi is what is the debate between Chachamim? When are they arguing? Is it b'shtei Shabbatot or it's b'Shabbat Echad? So to explain this in a bit more detail, the Gemara then continues, sorry, Umanda Amma b'shtei Shabbatot, meaning let's try and understand Shabbat Chizkiah. Natanata kesef lo yariv mishpar yadaya or asham yada mishpata yariv. Here you have to change the gears to lo yatsa. That's the way Marapulda explains it. Why? Because this relates to the question of if money is accepted on a week that's all, the korban is accepted by a mishmar that's not their week, is there even a debate in that situation? According to Chizkiah says there's no debate in that situation. It's not even acceptance. It's nothing. It has to be you're not lo yatsa, meaning it's not even considered handed over. So that's why there'll be no debate if people are accepting it not on their week. So again, Reb Chizkiah, just to make it clear, the debate between Chachamim and Reb Yehuda can only be where each of these mishmarot accepted it on the week that's meant to be theirs. So it was a proper Kabbalah, and the question is, who do you apply the knas to? You apply the knas to, is it the person who accepted the Korban early, or the one that accepted the etc. Or the knasic early, or the except the money without the korban. No, mashuk hazeh. All right, I'll go into more detail. However, fine. However, Reb Yossi says we'll see this in tomorrow's stuff in a lot more detail. He says no, that it's not a problem. Sorry. Let's get finished with Chizkiah. However, if it's on the same Shabbos according to Chizkiah, then what are you doing accepting anything on the wrong Shabbos? Everyone agrees. You just return it to whoever it's meant to be given to. Again, that's Chizkiah. Rabbi Yossi says, as we'll see in tomorrow in more detail, no, even accept the wrong, there's what to discuss. There's a debate even if accepted by one of the parties on their wrong Shabbos. Okay, I hope that's clear. So I'll just show you here. I'll just read in the Marfulda, the nice Hachi Pirushot, because it explains it beautifully according to Chizkiah. Because it says, Hachi Pirushot Dominikin, Natanda da Kesef the Ariv, this is the middle of the Yom Matchil, Anshe Mishma Zachu, right? It's halfway in. Hachi Pirusha Mitteh. This is how I explain the Mishnah. Natanat, this is all Chizkiah's understanding. Not Mishnah, the Breita. Natanat Kitzel Yoruvim Mishpatom. Veta Sham Leodah Mimishpatam Yatsa. Meaning if you gave it each, again, it was a wrong order, but you gave the Asham to one and the Kesef to the other on the weeks they meant to accept it, we say Yatsa. Vezacha kol echad b'mashe b'yado. And each of them was zochir for what they got. V'yakrivu yadaya Hashem. Aval im natan Hashem tchila, if the Hashem came to Yariv in the wrong order, sorry, mimishmatam, v'acharkach kesvu yadav v'mishmatam, again, you gave it in the wrong order, but to the mishmars of the time, so Hashem was week one to Yadaya, and Yadaya was kesef week two. Im kayam Hashem, yakrivu yadaya. If the Hashem's still around, they should offer it. Hainu shiachzor Hashem should go to the kesef. The chachamim say the brayta lefishi orav shulokadin. Because what they're doing except the korban ola. Sorry, the korban early. Kininas shulokadin asu shekiblu Hashem the kodem hakesef. V'yehuda damar yachzir kesef goes to Hashem. Afilu b'shte, even if it's over two Shabbatot. Shekeven shezachay oriv b'korban. Since they got the korban, the money follows the korban. Okay. Again, it only makes sense over 2 weeks. However, b'shabbat echad. Kogon natanat hakesef liyariv b'mishpar yadaya v'ladaya natanat Hashem. Or natan Hashem liyadav hakesef liyariv. In other words, if it all happened on one Shabbos, and one of the things was accepted by one of the parties, or one of the mishmarot that wasn't their week, lo yatsa v'yachzor kol achad lazeh shemishmarto, then everything just goes whoever the mishmar is. And that fits very nicely, explains the shita of Chizkiah. Chizkiah, there's only what to debate between Chachamim. I'm going to say it one more time. There's only what to debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim if it's on two Shabbatot. Because in that situation, when they accepted, they were right to accept it on that day. Meaning it was considered anatina. Korban was Sefer Yariv. The money was accepted by Yadaya. The problem is, it was out of order. So who do we now apply a knas to? Well, it depends on how you understand it. Does the money follow the korban, or the korban accepted to also follow the money? Okay. However, the Shabbat Achad, there's no acceptance, there's no debate. That's all Chizkiah. Okay, as it says, V'atani b'chaye, one second. That's, yeah, I've got to finish. Sorry. Rabbi Omar, im ki debre Rabbi Yehuda, im ikrivu b'nei yariv et hasham, lo nitkaper lehem. So this is an extra point, that if, again, it was out of order, and if the Bnei Yariv offered the Hashem already, meaning too early, before the money accepted, lo nitkaper lo, elo yolich, rather what happens, the money goes, yolich at the kesef, Bnei Yadaya goes back to Bnei Yariv, v'yokriv Bnei Yariv et ha'asham v'kaper lo. It would rather require, if you like, another Hashem in Yariv would offer it when the money's already been returned. That's an extra little point. Zot omeret, this tell you zach zot omeret an shei mishmar shezachu bekorban shelo beshabatan motzin otam yadan, which again fits according beautifully to Chizkiah, that if the money was, if korban was accepted on the week that's not their week, we say, what are you doing taking korban? It's not your week. So therefore it has to be motzi beadam. Okay, very simply, Chizkiah, because next year we're going to have to understand Rabbi Yossi, Chizkiah understands there's only what to discuss. This whole debate of where the money goes is only, I've said a few times, I want to make it clear, is only when we're talking about each of the Yoyariv and Yodai accepted their things on the week that was their week. That's when you got a question, okay, it was defined as an acceptance. We just don't know where does a korban go, where does the money go, who should be dealing with. That's a debate in Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. But if it wasn't the week, what are you doing accepting? It's not your week to do in the Vodanam Samigdash. There's no debate. We just give it to whoever week it is. It's not even considered a Kabbalah, Bichlal. Okay? However, as we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem next time, Manda Mer Shabbat Echad. If you remember, Rabbi Yossi says, no, the debate can even be where they accepted it on that, meaning the out of order, like Yehoyada got the Asham. And Yedaya got the Kesef, even if it was on that one week where it wasn't one of their weeks. But then how do we understand Rabbi Yossi? Mr. Shem, we'll see you the next year. All right, I said, have a good one.